Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And we're back here from the Collins Arena at Brookdale Community College. Second half about to start with Middletown South trailing Red Bank Catholic 26-16. Eagles will begin with the basketball. Gannon, Kars, DeLui, Rutkowski, and Gray back on the floor. Fallon, Corcoran, Barazzotti, Caverly, and Alfano. So the 10 that started back on here to begin the third quarter. Drive down the left side of the lane for Kars off the mark. And the rebound taken down by Caverly. In transition. Nice long pass. Alfano open from three. Off the mark. Rebounded by DeLui. It'll be Gray handing off here for Kars. Down the left side of the lane. Cut off. Skip pass right wing for Rutkowski. Good feed. DeLui will get the basket. Pretty pass from Gray.
Boy, that was a well-executed play. DeLui's got 13 of Middletown South's 18 points.
26-18, back to a single-digit advantage. Barazzotti dribbling under pressure. Gannon harassing defense. Finally, some help found from Alfano. Caverly had it and then was bumped by Carissa Gray. Her first, team's first. Nobody in any foul problems. Only player with two is Gannon.
Now, Matt, Josh Newman said Middletown South's a team really best known for defense, so they can only be behind by so many.
Barazzotti on the drive. Left side layup, no good. Fallon tipped the ball back to Barazzotti, and then she was fouled. Second in about 10 seconds on Gray, her second, team second.
Took a bad bounce from Middletown South on the missed shot. Ended up in the arms of Barazzotti, who was just in the right place.
Wet spot on the floor that they will clean up real quick. Point Burrow awaiting the winner of this one. Panthers with a three-point victory over St. John Vianney in the opening game of the night. First free throw off the mark from Barazzotti. Her first miss from the line tonight. She'll get one more. Second one also missed. Almost the same exact way. 26-18. Score holds with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Stephanie Kars, driving left side of the lane. She'll try it again. No good. DeLui able to poke it. Last touch by Kars out of bounds. Kars just a freshman for Middletown South, the team's leading scorer. But so far, Kevin, she's struggled to get anything going, just 2 points.
It's amazing how many freshmen play significant roles in some of these top teams year in and year out, especially on the girls' side. Many more freshmen girls play than boys, for sure.
In just about any sport.
Oh, yeah.
Skip on the right. Corcoran with it. She had a couple of threes in that second quarter. Trying to feed Fallon inside. Off the mark, and it'll go back to Middletown South.
You know, I was going to tell you, the other thing I think, and I have nothing to back this up, but if you took the top 10 teams in boys and girls basketball, I'd be willing to bet that girls are better free throw shooters than the boys.
Be an interesting study.
I've just seen so many boys games where the free throw shooting has been dreadful.
Eagles with it. Kars to Gannon. Trying to feed it inside to DeLui. It went all the way through for Alfano.
Should have seen Brad shake his head when I said that.
In the affirmative or the negative?
I think he's wondering what I'm drinking over here.
Steal by Carissa Gray. She was then fouled before she could take off going towards her basket.
Matt, this will be the third time for the Eagles to try and cut this to a six-point deficit, which would be the closest they've been in a long time. Certainly RBC has not delivered any kind of knockout punch here.
First foul on Caverly. First team foul of the half for RBC. DeLui out of the high post. Little give and go. Shot missed by Gray.
Boy, what a got a great shot, about an 8-footer in the lane.
Fallon going coast to coast. Count it, and the foul. Took off right down the lane. Nobody rotated over until the last second. And Fallon to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
So it could be a five-point swing. Gray misses the little bunny down here. And on the break, Fallon now with a chance for a three-point play.
DeLouis first foul. RBC missing another free throw. They're 0 of 3 from the line in the quarter. Kind of defeats your thought a second ago,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Withdraw that statement.
Gray for Cars. Again, man-to-man defense. We've seen that pretty much all night from RBC. Gannon working from left to right. Swings around the perimeter. Gray on the dump down for Cars, looking for a player to run through. Flips up top for DeLouis. Now Gray will pull back out right perimeter and reset. Gannon open from the left corner. Going to drive baseline. Look to feed inside. And the passing lane closed down, and the pass intercepted by Barazzotti. RBC back up by 10, 28-18. Corcoran, crossover the foul line moving left. Alfano backed it out, now comes back into the lane. Barazzotti will get a touch. Now Caverly around the defense. Fallon, baseline moving right. Three on the way from Alfano off the mark. Long rebound for Barazzotti. Fallon will try a long range three. That's short. Another offensive rebound. Alfano backing her way down. Goes up over the top of Cars for her third basket of the night. 12-point edge. Biggest lead of the night. 30-18. Drive down the right side of the lane. The layup up and in for Rutkowski. Her first points of the night. And a timeout has been taken. Full timeout. We step out as well. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. RBC 30. Middletown South 20. We're back in 30 seconds right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary banking.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here on the Shore Sports Network. 30-20 in favor of Red Bank Catholic. Casey's have led throughout. Middletown South has not had an edge in this game.
It's that teetering time, Matt, for Middletown South. Down 10. They've only scored 20 points in 2.5 quarters, so really it can't get much larger. Otherwise, this will be a count out.
Casey's with it. Turnover for a second. RBC gets it back. McMenamin checked in at the timeout. Saved it for RBC. Dumped down to the high post for Fallon. One-on-one against DeLouis. Left-handed scoop shot up and in for Grace Fallon.
She's got 8, right about her average. The lead is 12.
Foul inside. We'll save Middletown South a turnover.
Should be McMenamin her first. It is.
Her first, team second. Off the inbound, Van Exter to DeLouis. DeLouis, hook shot going to her right over the top of Corcoran. RBC still hasn't figured that out. DeLouis with 15 to lead all scorers. Back to a 10-point deficit for Middletown South.
She's really played well.
Along the baseline, Alfano wanted to feed McMenamin. Intercepted by the Eagles. DeLouis breaks the timeline with a pass ahead for Cars. Gray for DeLouis, who wanted to feed Cars down low. Last touched by RBC. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Off the inbound, Rutkowski will push up top for Gray. Back to Rutkowski, right wing. Left side pass now, Van Exter. A little bit more left in the corner. for Gray. Skip pass Rutkowski, or long-range jumper off the mark. Rebound tipped up a couple of times, taken down by Caverly. Ahead of the field for Barazzotti, one-on-one down the left side of the lane, no good. Follow-up attempt by McMenamin off the mark. And the loose ball cleared here by Gray. Pass deflected. Fallon tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds and will stay with the Eagles. 1:44 to go in the third quarter. Olivia Liskowitz coming back in, along with Kira Gannon for Middletown South. Liskowitz with it, moving left. Gets it back from Gannon on the left wing. Now DeLui flashes high to get it with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Pass, ball taken away from Fallon. Good quick hands from Grace Fallon. Fallon drives against DeLui and will draw the foul. Now Fallon's a good player.
And a smart move there. She really didn't have a clear path to the basket. What she did was she used her body to get inside DeLui, who really had no choice but the foul. And she did, her second. Foul to go to the line, where she's missed her only attempt of the evening.
1:18 left. Fallon's first free throw is up and in. Corcoran back in for RBC. McMenamin will take a seat on the bench. DeLui just checked out for Middletown South. Second one from Fallon, also good. As now Fallon will get a rest, and back in Tara Daniels, number 44. Jill Falvey has come in for Middletown South. First spot of the night. Travel up top for Middletown South. And the Caseys will get it back here with a minute 11 to go. Caverly crossing over, working hard against Gray. Flipping right. Now the bounce for Daniels. Daniels will hand off to Alfano, coming around a screen. Corcoran has it now, left wing. Feeds back up for Caverly. Got hit in the face by Gray.
I think Gray was just kind of, it was totally innocent. You know, it was just playing defense, and her hand got up and caught her in the face.
Still a foul, nonetheless. It'll be the third on Gray, fifth team foul. Caseys get a couple of subs to the table. Caverly will check out. McMenamin and Fallon come back in. Caverly leaves along with Corcoran. Fallon puts it in at the scorer's table. McMenamin hands back to Fallon. Daniels with it, back to Fallon. At the half-court circle with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fallon, 5'11", maybe more of a post player for RBC, but she handles the ball pretty well. Barazzotti, give it to Fallon. RBC definitely working the clock down here for one last shot if they can. McMenamin on the drive, gives to Daniels. Now Fallon with 12 seconds left. Double team comes. McMenamin penetrates past everybody. Right side layup off the mark, no good, but she was fouled.
That'll probably be on Falvey, I would believe.
It's the 16th foul on Middletown South. First on Falvey. First free throw by McMenamin is missed. 6.4 seconds on the clock. Second foul shot good. McMenamin with three off the bench. 13-point lead. 35-22 as now Cars gets hit in the face by McMenamin. Second on McMenamin. Third team foul. Someone get the boxing gloves out.
All right, that's one for each team.
5.3 on the clock. Gray throws ahead. Falvey with it. 1 second left. Gannon drives, doesn't even get a shot off.
Nobody knew how much time was left.
Bad possession to wind down the third quarter for Middletown South. We're going to step out, take a 30-second timeout as we have played three with RBC leading this one 35-22. We're back right after this 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
The Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, where you'll find great family fun on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30. Sounds like fun.
Fourth quarter about to start here with RBC in control. 35-22, low scoring second quarter for both teams, 9-6 advantage for Red Bank Catholic, but they have opened up their biggest lead of the night, 35-22.
I think the word I used before is sort of turned out to be appropriate, methodical. It has not been scintillating, there's not been a lot of great pace to this game, but RBC really never, ever their lead in doubt.
They've led from the outset and have never looked back. Corcoran handing off to Caberly. Foul to the high post. Kicks for Corcoran. Open from three on the right side. Off the mark. Rebound taken down by Cars. DeLui checks back in for Middletown South. They'll need some scoring from her if the Eagles have any chance of getting back in this. Cars, couple of bounces off to the right. DeLui picks up her dribble in the high post. Flips outside for Gray. Coming across was Gannon trying to get the pass. She was bumped by Alfano, who will commit her foul, the second, and the fourth team foul.
DeLui and Fallon banging pretty good inside, Matt. Fallon trying to deny Jackie from getting the ball.
Ball deflected out of bounds off the inbound. Stays with Middletown South. In the corner, Gray will put it in. Ball faked by Cars. Stops at the elbow. Loose ball picked up by DeLui. And Middletown South, with a minute ticked off, turns it over. On the entry pass to DeLui, it's Corcoran who comes away with it. Foul it on the left wing. Poked at by Gannon. On the cut down the lane, left side, Caverly gets the pass from Fallon and lays it in. 37-22, 15-point edge. Starting to slip away from Middletown South. Cars on the right wing, between the circles for Gray. Drives left. Backdoor feed. Gannon stop and pop from the baseline off the mark. Gray gets it back. Same spot. Same result. A miss. Caverly will walk it up court here for RBC. On the drive. Here comes a running layup from Barazzotti. And she'll get it to go.
Well, I think reality is starting to set in for the Eagles. Coach Tom Brennan is going to call a timeout right here. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. And it looks like our matchup is pretty much set for the championship game on Saturday, RBC and Point Barrow.
I think a matchup that people will look forward to.
I agree. It's the depth and the total team play of RBC against the four seniors led by likely player of the year Kelly Hughes of Point Barrow.
And a win here for RBC would give those two teams a combined record going into the final of 47-2.
Would be hard to argue that those two teams don't belong there, that's for sure.
Middletown South trying to figure something out in a extended timeout here for the Eagles. 17-point advantage for Middletown, for RBC. 17-point deficit for Middletown South. 39-22. Eagles will inbound. They've got Rutkowski, Gray, DeLui, Van Exter, and Gannon on the floor. RBC, Fallon, Corcoran, Barazzotti, Caverly, and Alfano. Skip in the right corner. Gannon there, able to penetrate and drive. Running hook shot with the left hand, no good. Fallon clears the glass for RBC. And a foul will come on Gannon, her third, seventh team foul.
Timeout?
Okay. I thought they were calling a foul. My mistake. 5:46 to play. We will keep it right here. Reminder again that we are back on the air tomorrow night, just before 6 o'clock. Preview Point Beach Manasquan, which will be followed by Tom's River North and Lakewood. Continues a busy week on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth University basketball back on the airwaves on Thursday. Hawks try and keep their postseason chances alive in the dreaded Western Pennsylvania swing. Robert Morris first up on Thursday night.
And then because of that Monmouth game on Saturday, it will preclude us from broadcasting the Shore Conference girls final this year.
Caverly down the right side of the lane. Count that one and the foul. Fouled on her way up. We'll go to the line for the three-point play. I mean, we can't get them to move it to Friday night. You don't have any, no pull?
No. It's a girls-boys doubleheader on Saturday. We will do the boys game right after the Monmouth game ends.
Free throw by Caverly good. She's got 5 points in the quarter. And now a 20-point advantage for Red Bank Catholic. 42-22. Around the perimeter. Here's a three on the way. That's swished by Gannon. Make it 42-25. Up court quickly. Alfano lost it on the way up. And it'll be Middletown South basketball. Couple of bounces for Gray. Looking off now to her right. High setup for Middletown South. Gannon will stop and pop from the left elbow. That's short. Rebounded by Alfano. Trying to clear out some space and a tie up inside. Possession arrow will give the ball.
I think that.
No, that now did they call a foul?
I think he did. Yeah, he did. I think on Gray.
Wow.
There were some elbows being thrown there. That is the fourth foul on Carissa Gray. Tom Brennan does not agree with that call.
Fourth on Gray, eighth team foul. I don't know that I agreed with it either. I mean, there was elbows going back and forth. Looked like a tie-up to me. Instead, Alfano will get a 1-1. Makes the front end.
Of course, as we've said time and time again, the officials are never right.
We credited them when we think they do a good job.
It's not often. Come on, let's be honest.
4:47 left as Alfano makes the second one. And RBC with a 44-25 advantage. Gannon looking to drive down the left side. Handoff running through their lane. Van Exter missing the runner. Fallon with another rebound. RBC around the perimeter. Alfano dumping it down for Fallon. Gave it back to Alfano, who missed the layup on the give and go. Carrs pulls down the loose ball. Eagles trying to chip away here if they can. They're down by 19. Long three by DeLui. Off the mark, barely grazed the rim. Second chance, however, as slicing through the lane was Rutkowski. She's fouled on her way up. We are back here from the Collins Arena. Every once in a while, we have those technical glitches.
We're being sabotaged here.
We didn't have one of them when
we
were here on Sunday.
I know.
Three games in a row. Tonight, our on-site engineer, Brad Biriscano, doing some extra pushing of the buttons. Get me back to Bayville.
Maybe it's could it be the weather, the rain, or whatever? Could it be the new studio we're in? Probably. What do you say, Brad? It's all Megan's fault. Come on. That's what you want to say, don't you?
Not true at all. Megan Oleski, our engineer in the studios. A great job, as always. Reset for you here. 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. The outcome all but decided. Red Bank Catholic up 44-28 on Middletown South. I think a pretty interesting matchup on Saturday, looming, Kevin, between RBC and Point Borough. Neither team goes pretty deep on the bench.
I think it's the best possible game because of the contrast. I think if RBC and St. John Vianney was the final, you'd almost be looking at teams looking each other in the mirror.
Again,
yeah.
Casey's put the ball back in play. Grace Fallon with it back near the half-court circle. Pass left for Barazzotti. Back to Fallon. Chipped away for a second by Gannon, but Fallon able to get it back. Out of a double team, she's got some problems. Loose ball kept by RBC. Fallon will now find Caverly as RBC is taking the air out of the ball, leading by 16. Fallon tried to go behind her back into a double team, and it was stolen by Middletown South. Up ahead, Rutkowski for Gannon, who's going to drive down the left side of the lane. Missed the runner. Tipped up a couple of times. Finally cleared by Corcoran. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the fourth. Casey's in no real rush to do a whole lot. Inside, Alfano and Cars come together. Tie up, and on the possession arrow, it will be Eagle basketball.
Fano's got a little chip to her, huh?
Yes, she does.
I like that.
Nothing wrong.
No, absolutely not.
Senior, you got a little senior swag to you.
Yeah.
Exactly two on the clock. Cars driving down the left side. She's fouled by Fallon. And we'll go to the line for two.
Coming up at the end of this one, we'll have a quick conversation with our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game.
Free throw by Cars is missed. Second one coming up is good. Makes it 44-29. Fallon going to bring it up court. Get it back from Caverly on the right side. Caverly will hand off to Fallon. Now Barazzotti, who is fouled. And Tom Brennan throwing the white flag in. He's cleared his bench. Barazzotti will go to the line for a 1-1, which is why all the subs coming in right now.
Great run for this Eagle team as they get to the semifinals of the Shore Conference Tournament. They'll drop to 19-3. And Josh Newman says they are probably the favorite to win a state sectional. So a lot of basketball left for Tom Brennan and his group of young ladies.
Barazzotti makes the first. Rachel Becker, Madison Curtis, Angela DeBartolo, Jill Falvey, and Julia Valkos have all come in for Middletown South. Casey's have cleared their bench as well.
Our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game will be number 13, Grace Fallon. 10 points, just as many rebounds, I'm sure. Again, as always, not one player, right, Matt? It could have been two or three.
Yeah, they spread it around pretty good.
They sure do.
Five on the floor right now for RBC. Erin Mills, Cameron Lynch, Quinn McMenamin, Jackie Robinson, and Tara Daniels. Shot was blocked out of bounds by Middletown South. And it'll be RBC basketball. One more sub into the game. Caitlin Conroy for RBC. One more sub into the game for Red Bank Catholic. Caitlin Carroll. doing my math right, it looks like two players haven't seen time for RBC. Wonder if they will get off the bench. Up court now for the Caseys. 46-29. It'll be Red Bank Catholic, the one seed, against Point Barrow, the three seed, on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Cameron Lynch bounces a pass back. It will go out of bounds. And it'll be Middletown South basketball.
With 62 seconds left, and most people have headed to the exits.
Eagles working it around right now. Curtis with it. Now it's Rachel Becker. Another turnover. And here comes RBC the other way. Caitlin Carroll bringing it up court. We'll find Jackie Robinson. A lot of young players in the game right now for both of these teams. Mills will skip it over. It'll be deflected out of bounds. Nice defensive play by Madison Curtis. Casey basketball. And RBC might not even release the ball here again. Here's Mills trying to dump it down low for Conroy. They can't hang on to it anyway. And getting it back up court to Bartomolov. Long range jumper off the mark. Rebounded inside with 10 seconds now. And RBC will win this one convincingly. 46-29 as they will dribble out the clock here and take another opportunity to win a short conference championship. They'll go into the finals for their 11th time. They will be 5-5 going in. We'll hold it here for 1 second, see if we can get Grace Fallon real quick before we wrap up. Impressive game for Red Bank Catholic.
Yeah, just very deep and, I thought outstanding team defense more than anything. Made it a very difficult night for Middletown South and, getting contributions by so many different players. Brad is going to put the headphones on Grace Fallon, who's our Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Young lady, congratulations on getting to the Shore Conference Finals.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pretty good all-around effort for your team. I don't think your lead was ever in jeopardy, but you didn't really pull away till late in the second half. What kind of problems did they present to you?
Middletown South is a very good team. We knew that coming into this game that we were never going to be comfortable regardless of our lead, so we just wanted to keep playing the way we were playing, just not get satisfied with where we were at and just keep attacking. Middletown South is a very good team, and they could creep up on anyone.
Grace, this is not a team that a Red Bank Catholic team that a lot of people are familiar with in terms of you don't have one great player. All five of your starters and a couple of the girls off the bench, everyone contributes each and every night.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're unique about that. Like, we don't have one star, every single night it's five of us, and we're a team, and that's what makes us so hard to beat. And I think that's why we've been so successful this year, is because whether one person isn't having a good game, the four other girls step up. So we're just going to keep staying confident and just keep doing what we're doing going forward.
Well, for all the success this program has had, it's been a little while since you've won a Shore Conference Championship. 2007, you'll get that chance Saturday afternoon against Point Pleasant Borough. Did you get a chance to see the Panthers at all? What do you know about them?
Every team in this tournament is awesome. Point Borough is a very, very good team. By no means is this game going to be easy, so we have to prepare and practice. They have some very, very good basketball players. They're well coached, so we're not satisfied. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, work hard. Point Borough is not going to be a walk in the park by any means.
Well, you're a very good basketball player as well, who had a very good night. So congratulations on being our player of the game. We'll let you get with your teammates and enjoy it, and we'll see you Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
Grace Fallon from Red Bank Catholic, who is our player of the game, and said, hey, they're all good teams at this point, and she's right. And RBC, none of these players on this RBC team have won a Shore Conference championship. It's been since 07 since they've won one, right?
Since 07, that's correct.
Yeah, so none of them have been part of a Shore Conference championship team.
Yep.
Especially for the seniors, Corcoran and Caverly and Alfano, especially, this will be the last shot to do what so many other groups have done during their high school career at this school, and that is win at least one.
Yep, the first time back in the finals for RBC since 2008, in which they lost that game to that good Colts Neck team. As we look, Kevin, we talked about the defense all night for RBC, and as we close, I'll give you the scoring for both teams. Middletown South led by Jackie DeLui, who had a good night, 15 points. 4 points for Gannon, 4 for Rutkowski, 3 for Cars, and 2 for Carissa Gray. The numbers that stand out for me, listen to the quarter totals for Middletown South. 7, 9, 6, and 7. They didn't hit double figures in any of the four quarters for a game total of 29. Hard to win that way.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, you know, Middletown South came in knowing they were the underdog, and they needed a lot of things to go right. Not enough of them did. So they'll get set for the state tournament, and Red Bank Catholic will get ready to face Point Borough on Saturday afternoon. Of course, we're back here at the Collins Arena tomorrow night, which should be a dandy boys doubleheader. Manasquan and Point Beach in the 6 o'clock opener. Toms River North and Lakewood in the finals, in the final game at 7:45. We'll be on the air shortly before 6 o'clock, and it should be a fun night here at Brookdale.
Red Bank Catholic with two players in double figures tonight, Fallon and Alfano, 8 apiece for Corcoran and Barrazzati, and 7 for Caverly. Kind of exactly what we said. Everyone contributing in that starting 5-3 for McMenamin off the bench. 14, 12, 9, and 11, the quarter totals. RBC wins this one 46-29. Casey's and Panthers in the finals of the Shore Conference tournament on the girls' side. As Kevin said, we're back here tomorrow night from the Collins Arena on the air just before 6 o'clock. Manasquan, Point Beach, Toms River North, and Lakewood. Our thanks back in the studios tonight to Megan Oleski, all the good folks here at Brookdale Community College for getting us set up and working for this one, and our on-site engineer, Brad Bureskowner. For Kevin Williams, Matt Armand saying so long from Brookdale Community College. Your winners again, the Casey's and the Panthers, on to the finals of the Girls Shore Conference Tournament. You've been listening to live action of girls high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's games were presented by Ocean First Bank, the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, Gold Fever, Clee's Bar and Grill, Good Sports USA, Lice Lifters of the Jersey Shore, and Ocean Trophy. For sports news at the Jersey Shore, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.